I'll say, well, it's kind of cold tonight.
Okay, do you agree with that, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of cold.
Okay. If you saw somebody you hadn't seen in a while, you might go and ask them,
how are you?
Is that what you'd say?
That's the same thing.
Well, okay.
How are you?
All right. If you saw somebody for the first time, who's introduced to you, you could say,
glad to meet you, or, hello, or...
Pleased to meet you, or glad to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, or...
Anything else you might
say? Glad to make your acquaintance.
About, well, starting with how, what would you say?
Starting with how?
Yeah, starting with how. I mean, it's an expression starting with how.
How are you?
Yeah. Well, not quite.
No.
In other words, if I were to say, this is so-and-so.
How do you do?
Yeah. Okay. How would you pronounce that?
How do you do?
All right. You had somebody that was maybe leaving that you wanted to see again, you'd say,
come back again, or...
Okay. Is that what you'd say?
Call again.
Okay. If you wanted to greet somebody on, maybe make a long-distance phone call to children or grandchildren or something on December 25th, you'd probably call them and say,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Anything else you'd say? You wouldn't have any other way of saying that.
Merry Christmas is the only thing I can think of.
Greet them on New Year at the same time. A lot of people
that would be.
All right. Well, on New Year's Eve, what would you say? Or New Year's Day? You'd say,
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Happy New Year to you.
You wouldn't, you never run across an expression like Christmas gift or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think I'd find it here. Okay. The problem with, let me skip that. Okay. If you want to buy something, say a piece of farm machinery or something that costs more money than you've got, you presumably have to go to the bank and do what?
Make a loan.
Or what's another way of saying that?
I'd say get a loan.
Borrow some money.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, borrow money.
Okay. Do you have any term for the act of going downhill on a sled?
Coasting.
Is that what you'd say?
Man, we always coasted down the hill down here.
Okay. Okay. How about, how about when you go down, say you run real hard and then flop onto the sled, is there any word for that?
Belly flop.
Belly flopper.
Okay. How about if you dive into the water, flat, so that it makes a big splash, is there any word for that?
Belly flop.
Okay. I guess while we're on swimming, did y'all ever do much swimming around here?
I never liked it too much. I got thrown in too many times before I learned to swim.
Okay. What are you worried about, say, when you swim?
Drowning.
Is that what...
I always worry about the water getting past here.
Yeah, it's drowning.
What would you say if you saw somebody go up and... I'm trying to figure out how to elicit this without putting it in a bad context. How would you describe, say, the action, let me set this up, see if I can set this up. You have a Tarzan movie, and the girl's about to get eaten up by the crocodile. And of course, Tarzan is up, you know, up there, and what do you think the next thing he would have done is? He sees the...
Saved her?
Yeah, what would he have done, though, in terms of his actions? He's up there on a tree limb above the river or something like that, and then he'd have to...
swing down and...
And do what?
Save her.
Okay, but what would he have to do to get where she's at? Or to get to the crocodile or whatever?
Nice.
I would say.
Okay. What's the past tense of that word?
Dove.
Is that what you'd say?